desmoid fibroma is a rare benign tumor of connective tissue. The disease occurs in 4-6 people per million each year. If soft tissue desmoid fibroma requires surgical treatment, it is advisable to go to clinics that specialize in treating sarcomas. Both diseases require a high level of training on the part of a surgeon to avoid the risk of recurrence. Read this article to learn more about the symptoms and diagnosis of desmoid fibromatosis, treatment options abroad, and the top clinics we recommend our patients go to. What is a desmoid fibroma? Desmoid fibroma, also known as desmoid fibromatosis or desmoid fibromatosis, is a benign tumor that forms from connective tissue fibroblasts. It is not cancer, as it does not metastasize. However, large, fast-growing fibromas can be dangerous to the health and life of the patient. Desmoid fibroma remains a serious condition that requires treatment in specialized hospitals. The disease is most often found in people between the ages of 15 and 60. Women are more likely to have these tumors than men. Up to 10% of cases of desmoid fibrosarcoma are due to genetic predisposition. The risk group includes people with Gardner syndrome and familial adenomatous polyposis. Mutations of the CTNNB1 and APC genes are found in 89% of patients. People with desmoid fibroma are usually sent for genetic diagnosis to look for previous diseases. Risk factors also include trauma, pregnancy, and taking oral contraceptives. The optimal treatment plan for desmoid fibromas usually requires multidisciplinary teams, including sarcoma surgeons, gastrointestinal surgeons, oncologists, and radiation therapists. Such an approach is used in specialized cancer centers. The doctors are experienced in modern surgical techniques and are familiar with advanced protocols for fibromatosis desmoid tumors. If you are looking for such hospitals, please contact MediGlobus by clicking on the button at the top of this website. We will advise you free of charge on treatment abroad and help you select a clinic and make travel arrangements. Symptoms of desmoid fibroma. Desmoid tumors can occur in any part of the body. They usually form inside the abdomen, on the shoulders, arms, and hips. Common sites for tumors are scars from cesarean sections or operations. In 2/3 of patients, the tumors are painless. Such masses are less dangerous and, unless they continue to grow, do not usually require surgery. They can be detected during a checkup or screening for other diseases. Symptoms with which patients seek medical attention include pain, swelling in the area of the neoplasm, insomnia, difficulty moving around, intestinal obstruction, hydronephrosis, rarely, intestinal perforation. How desmoid fibromatosis is diagnosed? Ultrasound. Ultrasound is used to determine the size and location of desmoid fibromas, especially those in the anterior abdominal wall, arms, and legs. CT scan. A CT scan is often used during the diagnosis of desmoid fibromas. The technique is particularly useful for intra-abdominal lesions. Tumors arising in the abdomen most commonly involve the mesentery, although other areas may also be affected. A CT scan can provide important information needed to plan surgery, such as the location of neighboring vessels and organs. Complications such as intussusception, bowel ischemia, and hydronephrosis are also easily detected by CT scan. MRI. Due to its high-quality soft tissue images, MRI is excellent for diagnosing desmoid fibromas. It is often used to diagnose tumors in the arm, leg, head, neck, abdomen, and chest wall. MRI may also be indicated instead of a CT scan in patients who are allergic to iodinated contrast agents, or in children where less radiation exposure is desirable. Biopsy. To check whether the neoplasm is a desmoid tumor, the doctor will perform a biopsy by taking a small amount of tissue with a needle. The pathologist will examine the cells under a microscope to determine what kind of tumor it is. For some hard-to-reach neoplasms, this examination can be problematic. Tumor diagnosis abroad. Between 10% and 62% of patients presenting at foreign hospitals are found to have a wrong initial diagnosis. In the case of rare diseases, such as desmoid fibroma, the risk of medical error is higher. You may apply for a qualified consultation with a foreign oncologist through the international medical platform Mediglobus. Leave a request online and we will call you back shortly. Treatment of desmoid fibromatosis. In the past, surgery was the main treatment for desmoid fibromas. Modern treatment protocols for the disease have changed the approach, and a more conservative approach to therapy is now practiced. With asymptomatic desmoid fibroma, doctors often recommend keeping the tumor under active observation. In 50% of cases, the disease does not progress and patients can avoid surgery. Surgery. If possible, the surgeon will try to remove the desmoid fibroma during surgery. If it can be excised completely, the disease has a positive prognosis. However, neoplasms often form near important organs, blood vessels or nerves. Surgery in this area can be problematic and dangerous. Often doctors suggest other treatments instead. However, the decision on whether surgery is necessary is made on a case-by-case basis. The resection of a desmoid fibroma is usually extensive. Surgical treatment of intra-abdominal desmoid fibroma may require extensive surgery. This includes the removal of sections of the bowel, vascular structures and adjacent abdominal organs. Radiation therapy. Radiation therapy is a method of treating tumors with controlled radiation. State-of-the-art equipment used in foreign clinics allows the rays to be delivered precisely to the tumor without damaging healthy tissue. This reduces the harm caused by the treatment and the number of side effects. Radiotherapy is used to treat inoperable desmoid fibromas as well as tumors that have relapsed. Treatment is prescribed after surgery in cases where the neoplasm cannot be completely excised. This reduces the risk of recurrence. Drug therapy. Different groups of drugs are used to treat desmoid fibromatosis. Antiestrogenic drugs. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Cytotoxic chemotherapy. Tyrosine kinase inhibitors, targeted therapy. Some of these drugs can cause serious side effects, so they must be taken under the strict supervision of your doctor. Radiofrequency ablation. Some medical centers use radiofrequency ablation to treat desmoid fibromas. This is a minimally invasive procedure that shrinks tumors using high temperatures. The prognosis for desmoid fibroma. The prognosis for the treatment of patients in foreign hospitals is optimistic. Depending on the size and location of the tumor, 76% to 99% of patients live more than 5 years. In 20 to 30% of cases, desmoid fibroma recurs. Risk factors for recurrence include large tumor size, the young age of the patient, tumor location in the extremities, tumors located in the mesentery, presence of the CTNNB1S45F genetic mutation. Desmoid tumors usually recur 4-5 years after surgery. They can be dangerous and are more difficult to treat. The 10-year survival rate for patients with recurrent disease is 63%. History of a patient with a desmoid tumor. New Yorker Kurt Robinson was diagnosed with a desmoid fibroma at the age of 43. It was a painful mass in the neck area. The pain was so severe that the man could not turn his head or put on a t-shirt by himself. A few months later he went to the doctors, who carried out a biopsy and diagnosed desmoid fibromatosis. Immediately after confirming the diagnosis, Kurt was referred to a surgeon. Unfortunately, the tumor was found to be inoperable. Because of the proximity of blood vessels and nerves, surgery would have been too dangerous. However, the doctor advised Kurt to take part in a drug trial, which at the time was not yet part of the treatment protocol for desmoid fibroma. Targeted therapy is now available in specialized medical centers to treat this disease. The drug was developed to help patients with kidney cancer, but it began to be used in desmoid when it was found to be 7 times more effective than standard therapy. In Kurt's case, the growth of the tumor was stopped completely for 2 years. The man was able to avoid dangerous surgical treatment and return to a normal life. After a course of physiotherapy to restore full mobility to his arm and hand, he is no longer in pain and can sleep peacefully again. Where can desmoid fibroma be treated abroad? Lif Clinic, Close Hospital, Medicina Clinic, Eokilov Medical Center, Asuta Clinic, University Hospital of Cologne, University Hospital of Nevera, Wiener Private Hospital.